Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Walk through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. It is one exciting trip. Most of the people that have called in and written in, they said, man, I didn't know that. I said the same thing. The first time I went from Genesis to Revelation, I had the same thought. I didn't know that was in the Bible. I've been in church my whole life. I didn't know that was in the Bible. What it is, there's some great stories in here. Now, what we're doing, going from Genesis to Revelation, we're not hitting every chapter. We're hitting the major stories. And so there's still some stories that you're not going to get if you don't go back and read it yourself. What I've tried to do is pick out the major stories of the major events that's taking place. And so it's a very exciting run. So we're going to pick it today in Leviticus chapter 26. It's called the blessings for obedience. God said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you're willing and obedient. As a parent, when I started teaching parenting in my local church, I used to teach my kids, when you're willing and obedient, things will go well with you. If you're not willing and obedient, it will not go well. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise that it will be well with you and you will live long on the earth. God wants us to live long on the earth and it to go well with us. Long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. I tell people, you don't live long. That's not right. God expects everybody to live a long, full, prosperous life. So nobody should be dying early. And so people say, why does it happen? Well, because the earth is under a curse. Satan, the devil, is the temporary little g god of this planet. He got it when Adam and Eve sinned. When Adam and Eve sinned, they got kicked out of the garden. It was a mess. They got fired from the job, evicted from the house. Kids start killing one another. And that's the first family. And so that's why God put this in print, that we've been redeemed from the curse law, which was poverty, sickness, and death. Deuteronomy 28. And then we'll get that in another teach. But when you go through the Bible, you realize, oh, that's why. God hasn't left us in la-la land. He's very detailed. What we're doing, why we do it, order steps, direct paths, surrounds us with the shield of divine favor. People like us, they don't even know why. It's an incredible story. So we're going to pick today in Leviticus chapter 26, blessings for obedience. Now, this gets a little detail here, but just hang with me for just a minute. Verse 1, do not make idols or set up carved images. Do not make sacred pillars or sculptured stones in your land so that you may worship them. I am the Lord your God. You must keep my Sabbath days of rest and show reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Well, it's the same. Well, it's basically, keep the Sabbath holy. Obey my laws. I gave them for a reason, because you got flesh. And that flesh has been on destroying you. Flesh has nothing good in it. The Bible says our flesh is damned. It's going back to dust. We're made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. I'm born again. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. My spirit will live forever. I will never get old in my spirit. There'll be a time my spirit will be 200 trillion years old. My spirit will never die. I'm going to live forever. My soul, that's my mind, my will, my emotions, my personality. My soul will never die. It's going to be my soul forever, who I am, what I say, what I've experienced, what I think. It's my soul. But my body, the Bible says my crap body one day is going to go back to dust. It's wearing out. It creaks a little bit, doesn't move as quick as it used to, but one day I will get a new body. I'm going to get a brand new body that'll live forever, that'll never get sick, never die, never get fat, never have a disease, no hair loss. Have you read any of the stories of people that have claimed to have gone to heaven, what they've seen, who they've seen? There's no old people in heaven. Basically, everybody's young in heaven. It's a great place. It's called eternity for a reason. So, that's a little side thoughts about what we're going through. He said in verse 3 of chapter 26 of Leviticus, if you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you the seasonal rains. The land will then yield its crops. The trees of the field will produce their fruit. Your threshing season will overlap with the grape harvest, and your grape harvest will overlap with the season of the planting of grain. You will eat your fill and live securely in your own land. There's going to be plenty of food, plenty to feed them, plenty of bread. God's promised them, I'm going to bless you. That's what I want to do. Verse 8, he said, I will give you peace in the land. You'll be able to sleep with no cause for fear. You ever been to the local drugstore? There's a whole aisle on two sides in the drugstore on pills to help you sleep or relax or not be afraid or not be anxious. I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar business, popping pills, trying to get some peace of mind. Well, God promises peace. He did. And he's repeating it here. I will give you peace in the land. You'll be able to sleep with no cause for fear. You'll be able to sleep with no cause for fear. Well, you don't know what I'm going through. No, God said you'll be able to sleep with no cause for fear. Oh, that's so good. I will rid the land of wild animals. I will keep your enemies out of your land. In fact, you will chase down your enemies and slaughter them with your swords. 5 will chase 100. 100 of you will chase 1,000. All your enemies will fall beneath your sword. He said, you're not going to be conquered. You're going to conquer. Oh, my goodness. I will look favorably upon you, making you fertile, multiplying your people. I will fulfill my covenant with you. You will have such a surplus of crops that you will need to clear out old grain to make room for the new harvest. You're going to have to clear out your storeroom because there's going to be new stuff coming in. You'll have an old food in your storeroom, your closet, or your refrigerator. It's going to be so much, it's going to be fresh all the time. That's basically what God's saying. He said this, I will live among you. I will not despise you. I will walk among you. I will be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt so you would no longer be slaves. I broke the yoke of slavery from your neck so you can walk with your heads held high. What's God's will? That we live a good, prosperous, long life. That's really good. He put it in the scripture. So, verse 14. However, if you do not listen to me or obey all my commands, and if you break my covenant by rejecting my decrees, treating my regulations with contempt, refusing to obey my commands, I will punish you. That's not a good promise. Well, God's trying to let us know, if you do right, you get right. If you do wrong, you get wrong. It's a sowing and reaping kind of a thing. I'll bring certain tears upon you, wasting diseases, burning fevers, will cause your eyes to fail, your life to ebb away. You will plant your crops in vain because your enemies will eat them. I'll turn against you. You will be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you'll run even when nobody's chasing you. Well, that's a curse. You got to run even when nobody's chasing you. You're going to be so fearful. You're going to be fearful. What's that? Well, God said, that's not my will for you. My will for you is you sleep peacefully and have a long life. And so you got to get this in you. It's just so good. Verse 18. And if, in spite of all this, you still disobey me, I'll punish you 7 times over for your sins. Now, we don't usually put these on bumper stickers. These are scriptures we miss. God hates sin. God hates sin. Why? Sin has death attached to it. It's killing his creation. God loves his creation. He loves you and I. Loves us. Loves our family, our marriages, our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids. He loves our staff, our people. God loves everybody. But he hates sin. That's like, keep sin off of you. Learn how to repent quick and forgive quick. So this, I'll break your proud spirit, making the skies as unyielding as iron and the earth as hard as bronze. All your work will be for nothing. Your land will yield no crops. Your trees will bear no fruit. If even you remain hostile toward me and refuse to obey me, I will inflict disaster on you 7 times over for your sins. I will send wild animals that will rob you of your children, destroy your livestock. Your numbers will dwindle. Your roads will be deserted. And if you fail to learn the lesson, continue hostility toward me, then I myself will be hostile toward you. I will personally strike you with calamity seven times over your sins. I will send armies against you to carry out the curse of the covenant that you have broken. Now you got to go back, read the covenant, Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses of the covenant. God was very detailed. You do this, I'll bless you. If you don't do this, I'm going to curse you. God was very detailed as to what he would and would not do. He said this, when you run into towns for safety, I will send a plague to destroy you there. You'll be handed over to your enemies. I will destroy your food supply. So that 10 women will need to only one oven to bake bread for their families. They will ration your food by weight. You have no food to eat. You will not be satisfied. In spite of all this, if you still refuse to listen, still remain hostile toward me, then I will give full vent to my hostility. I myself will punish you seven times over for your sins. Then you will eat flesh for your own sons and daughters. I will destroy your pagan shrines, knock down the places of worship. I will leave you lifeless corpses hopped on top of one another, on top of your lifeless idols. I will despise you. I'll make your cities desolate, destroy your places of pagan worship. I'll find no place in your offering that should be pleasing and aroma to me. Yes, I myself will devastate your lands. Your enemies who come to occupy will be appalled to see. I will scatter you among the nations. I'll bring my sword against you. Your land will become desolate. Not to mention what happened to Israel. The Romans took over. They sowed salt in the land so it would grow crops. And so Israel was a desolate land. God told them, if you don't quit sinning, if you don't learn how to repent, this blessed land that God to Abraham to, the land of promise, the land of plenty, the land of more than enough, will become a desolate land. Sin has death attached to it. I was reading these stories so many times from like I was a school administrator. Sin has death. Kids think sin's fun. Let's steal some stop signs. Let's see if we go in the store and rob them stuff and not get caught. It's sin. It's a sin nature. Every human's bent towards sin. That's why you need to get born again. You need to get in a local church. You need to send out your pastor. You need to read your Bible. You need to grow in faith, grow in grace. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. It's a relationship with God Almighty. And it's a blessed thing to do. It ought to be a thing. It should be a thing. Well, we got to do what's right. No, you ought to be, man, we get to do what's right. Not we got to do what's right. We get to do what's right. We get to live a righteous life, be blessed as a righteous individual, because there's blessings that go with righteousness. It's an old King James word, but it's very powerful and very good. So this is one of the parts of scriptures people just don't read because it gets downright depressing. But God says, listen, I love you. I'm sending my son to die for you. I raised him from the dead for you. He's at my right hand praying for you right now, ever living to make intercession for you. The Son of God is. But God said, but I will not tolerate sin. And so we got to learn how to repent quick, forgive quick. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. Well, not the perfect people, we're the getting back up people. It's a great story. Just get your Bible and just start reading. Just like what we've done here with Leviticus. Just start reading some. It will bless your socks, everything. Oh, that's what that meant. Yep. Been there the whole time. We just didn't open it up and read it. So get your own Bible out, get a nice translation. Just jump in and start somewhere. It's not information, it's revelation. God will begin to reveal himself to you in the Word of God. You'll be so thankful that you did. Guys, thanks for listening today. Tune in next time. We're going to pick this back up where we are. God bless.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.